to be clear. Our next news and weather is at 6.
Nga mihi, Evie. Well, next, the kind of traffic story that really grinds some people's gears. Tickets, hefty ones for driving in transit lanes. Listen up if you're out there at the moment driving. Specifically, Remuera Road in the Swish Auckland suburb. It has a transit or T3 lane. Now, that means you can only scoot down it if you have at least three people in your car. It's to help traffic flows at peak times, in this case, Monday to Friday, 7am to 10am. But the Remuera Road transit lane's also been operating Saturday and Sunday, 11am to 3pm, when some locals say it's just a cash grab. Well, joining us now is Auckland Transport Head of Transport and Parking Compliance, Rick Bidgood. Hi, Rick.
G'day, Lisa. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How much do you make from this transit lane on a Saturday and Sunday in ticket revenue?
Well, this is quite an old story, Lisa, because that concluded in May 2020, so it's a little bit more than two and a bit years old. So the trial for that was a six-month initial trial, kicking off on the 2nd of December 2019, and it concluded circa May 2020, and there's been no action since May 2020.
So can you explain the sign that locals say has still been up there?
So, of course, with regards to March 2020, we had COVID come to town first time round, and then for us to change out a trial, there's a requirement for us to do a formal report to close out. So that wasn't completed due to COVID until October 2021. So we had a series of quite significant catch-up to do with two lockouts of COVID. So we concluded that trial. The project was closed out in October 2021. Then all of the signage rectification for quite a serious backlog of works was completed just recently. So I think somewhere between 3 and 4 weeks ago, the signage was rectified, but there hasn't been any compliance management against that since.
So there's kind of the nub of the problem, isn't it, for locals? While you might have been doing this work behind the scenes, you were still displaying the sign that told them not to drive in that lane. That doesn't seem particularly efficient when you're trying to stop traffic gnarl-ups.
Yep, we're not trying to block anything with regards to the traffic gnarl-ups. It's just during that time frame we were bound by COVID, basically, unfortunately, with regards to what we could physically achieve. So, yes, incredibly unfortunate that during that time frame we couldn't rectify the signage much sooner, but with the tens of thousands of kilometres of managed curb line we've got, there's quite a lot to play catch-up on.
So but why again, exactly did COVID... Sorry, I'm also not quite understanding why COVID stopped you swapping the sign out.
Oh, just with regards to, there's a requirement for us to do a formal closeout report to enable change. So we do a consultation going in, then we do an initial change through the Traffic Control Committee, and then also we have to do a closeout report. So that's quite a detailed report with regards to what were the findings of that particular trial.
Rick, and I don't mean to interrupt, but this sounds like bureaucracy gone mad. For a simple transit lane to swap out a sign to allow people to use that lane, and in allowing them to use that lane, you were probably achieving your end result of moving traffic through there in a more efficient way. You couldn't manage to do that?
Unfortunately, the signage just took a great deal of time to go out due to that closeout report, Lisa. Very unfortunate, but that's unfortunate, and that just transpired.
Okay,
so there wasn't any enforcement against that for quite some time.
Okay, so you have not given any tickets in that lane since you started doing the report, or at what date did you cease giving out tickets?
That would have been, let me just have a look at the dates. It would have been prior to May 2020.
Okay, so during that time...
For the 11 to 3.
Yeah, right, so the Saturday and Sunday. So, just for the record, so people know where they stand, it's sweet. You can drive down that particular lane on a Saturday and Sunday, no problems at all, even though there isn't a proper sign there at the moment to green light people, it's good to go, no ticket, no problem.
No ticket, no problem, and that signage was changed out about 3 weeks ago, Lisa.
Well, it's got a sticker over it in the what locals have said. It's got some kind of patch over job on it. But Rick, I'm just curious, if this has been an issue on Remuera Road, have you got any other spots around the place that you have changed your policy on but you haven't changed your signage?
Not that I'm aware of, Lisa. So with regards to that, that was all in conjunction with Westfield opening in Newmarket. And there was a whole impact study with regards to traffic flows and traffic movement in getting ready for Westfield to reopen. So there's quite a lot of change in that particular zone. So there was changes on Forest Broadway, changes on Kuiper Pass, but they're all enacted correctly and efficiently with all the correct signage and markings. The only one that we couldn't close up on because we completely removed the 11 to 3 was that area on Rimmers Road.
Really appreciate you clarifying that for us, Rick. That's Rick Bidgood, who's with Auckland Transport. He's the head of transport and parking compliance. And you heard it here. The signage may not be 100 PC, but it's okay to drive down that lane on a Saturday and Sunday. No tickets. It is about 12:30.